T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No, this literally, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker yesterday. I did not know it was this big viral thing. My daughter, Katie, who goes to UMass Amherst, texted me and she wrote, "Mom, how long would you suggest microwaving a 25-pound turkey?" I answer, "What? I don't think you can microwave a turkey." And she writes, "Are you sure? It doesn't need to be crispy, just cooked through." And I said, and then she wrote, "Just if you had to guess, what would you think?" And I said, "God, I think it will explode. Let me look it up." I then went on to look it up and try to give her some instructions because I was a wreck that she was going to try it. And she said, interesting. And then I said, "This could be a disaster," I say. And she said, "I might try it anyway. I'm having a turkey emergency."
Turkey emergency. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she sucked me right in.
Yeah, it's a thing, apparently. Yeah. And in the last couple of days leading up to Thanksgiving, the 25-pound microwave turkey challenge. If you just Google it, it's like the third thing that shows up.
Yeah.
And kids call their mothers.
Yes.
They leave the dads out of this, apparently.
Of course. You guys are spared, and we look like complete idiots. Yeah. But I honestly thought that she would try it. She lives in a sorority house. All I could think of is, my God, she's going to burn the sorority house down. I don't know what to do. I need to stop her from doing this.
I don't think insurance will cover that.
No. And then finally, after she had me on the hook for about 10 minutes or so, and I'm starting to sweat, and I'm looking up like all of these things, she texted me. She goes, "Mom, this is a viral video. It's a joke." And I was like, oh.
The best part of the story is that she then took a screenshot of your text exchange, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And posted it on Facebook, Instagram, something like that.
So I'm wondering if I'm the only one who fell for this. So if anyone out there is listening, like, please call us and let us know if you also were pranked.
I know you're not, because I saw it later in the day on Facebook in a couple of different places from a couple of different quarters.
Okay.
Where people's kids were, you know, checking in and asking. And you, I'm sure your impulse was like, wow, Katie's interested in cooking a turkey. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. In what world does that happen?
And Katie is really book smart, but sometimes not so much common sense. And she'll say that herself. So it is something she would text me.
Sue's daughter totally pranked her.
No, yeah. She texted me, "Mom, can you tell me how I cook a 25-pound turkey in the microwave?" Yeah. And I fell for it 100%.
Yeah. So I was laughing my butt off until I saw my cousin Kathy, my cousin Katie, whose son did the exact same thing to you. What did you think when you got the text? What happened? You got a text from Patrick saying he wanted to cook a turkey?
Yeah, I actually was out having some drinks with a friend of mine, and I my phone buzzed. I glanced down, and it was my son, and I started reading it, and I must have made a very strange face because my friend said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I just got the oddest text from my son, who's away at college." And I read it, and it basically said, "Mom, my friends and I are having a Friendsgiving." And I thought, oh, how cute. And he said, "And I've been assigned the turkey." And he said, "It's a 25-pound turkey. How long do I cook it in the microwave for?"
Is he in a dorm or is he in an apartment?
He's in an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's not, I have to say, I mean, he's starting to cook a little bit, but he's not a real big cook, and nor has he ever really observed me cooking a turkey. So I thought, what does he know about cooking a turkey? Why'd they assign him that task?
Right, but it wasn't so out of the realm. Like, my daughter is also at college, and she doesn't cook that much. So I thought, maybe she just doesn't know. Like, I fell for it because it wasn't really that far out of the realm of what she might ask me.
Right. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
And I thought
my first thought was, okay, well, you know what? Why is he asking me? Why didn't he Google it? Because they Google everything.
Right.
Did you say don't do it, or did you give him instructions assuming he was going to go ahead?
I actually said to him, "Patrick, please don't cook a turkey in
the
microwave."
Funny. You showed me the text stream. It's pretty funny because you're actually trying to reason with him about it.
Right. I did the same thing.
And I will say, Patrick didn't let it go that far. He didn't string you along as far as he might have. He let it go a couple of interactions back and forth. And he's like, "You know what? There's a challenge. We're just, everybody's texting their mom saying, how do you cook a turkey in the microwave?" And posting the results.
Yeah. My daughter.
Yeah, I think. Sorry, I think he must have realized that it was causing me great angst, and he put a stop to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. My daughter and I had maybe three or four exchanges back, and then my texts were getting more and more desperate, and I was using all these exclamation points, and I was like, I feel like this will be a disaster. I feel like the turkey will explode. And as soon as I sounded like I was getting really desperate and upset, then she goes, Mom, this is a viral joke that's going around. Yeah. And I was like,
those kids, we love them.
Well, you know what's even funnier is that when I got to the office, we have a lot of 20-somethings in our office, and I was telling one of the girls, I said, you know, I have to share with you what my son did last night. And before I could even get the rest of the message out, I said, Friendsgiving, blah, blah, blah. She started laughing.
She knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a thing. It's a thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, everybody knows it? I totally got suckered in. And then once I put it on Facebook, all these other parents said the same. They're like, yep, happened to me.
Well, thank you, Katie. It's good to know that we're not alone. We're not the only suckers out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.